अब श्रीमद् भागवत हम नाइन योगेंद्रस इंस्ट्रक्टेड महाराज नीमे The nine Yogendras were the illustrious sons of Maharaj Rishabhdev, who accepted the renounced order of life for the purpose of traveling throughout the whole world, broadcasting the glories of the Supreme Personality of God. In their instructions to Maharaj Nimi, it was stated, Krishna Varnam Sisa Krishnam Sanga Panga Shaparasadam Jagyai Sankirtanapriva Yajantihi Sumedasa. That those who living in this age of Kali Yuga have Sumedasa, who have good intelligence, they will worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has appeared not in a blackish but in a beautiful golden complexion, along with his divine associates, through the process of the congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord. This verse is specifically explaining the Yuga Avatar, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared with his eternal brother, Lord Nityananda Prabhu. It is explained by Narottam Das Thakur that Brajendra Nandana Jay Shachi Shuta Hoilo She Balarama Hoilo Nithai. That Lord Sri Krishna is appearing in this age of Kali Yuga as Lord Gauranga, and Sri Balaramji is appearing as Lord Nityananda. And in this age of Kali Yuga, there is no more direct and convenient method of worshipping the Supreme Lord than worshipping these two forms of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Why is that? We have just read or sung a beautiful song by Lochan Das Thakur. He is offering his prayers to Gaura Nityananda. Parama Karuna Pahundui Jana Nithai Gaura Chana. That these two lords, they are the supremely most merciful. Saba Avatara Sara Siromani Kevala Ananda Kanda. That they are the essence of all incarnations of the Absolute Truth. They have come specifically to give more leniently than any other incarnation the highest gift of love of God. In fact, in this age of Kali Yuga, where we are so filled with material desires, and our tendency is to commit offenses at every stage of our life, and even when we try to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so many times with our body and with our mind, we commit offense, aparads. It is Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, who are the only forms of God that have ever appeared on the world in history that absolutely refuse to accept any offense. Even if we are worship them in the most offensive way, just by remembering them, just by making some attempt to serve them, they will bestow their full mercy upon us. We read in the story of Jagai and Madhai how this has been manifested in the most wonderful and extreme way. Jagai and Madhai were emblems of this age of Kali Yuga. Most sinful of all sinners, they approach Lord Nityananda to kill him. They blasphemed him with harsh words. They beat him on the head, causing blood to flow and cover his body and his cloth. But Lord Nityananda Prabhu simply begged them, "I don't mind what you have done. I only mind that you are suffering in ignorance. Please take the name of Krishna." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, who was more humble than a blade of grass and more tolerant than a tree, who was willing to forgive and forget any offense to any extreme that was committed against him. The wrath of God manifested in his heart when he saw how Lord Nityananda was abused. But Lord Nityananda Prabhu pleaded with Mahaprabhu, "Please spare them. You have not come like Ram and Krishna to kill demons. In this avatar you have come to give them all love of God. If you want to kill demons in this age of Kali Yuga, you might as well kill everyone." By the mercy of these two most illustrious and merciful brothers, Nithai Gouda Chandra, Jagai and Madhai, were given pure love of God. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu simply requested, "Stop your sinful activities and take the name of Krishna. That is all that is required." And it is explained that after Jagai and Madhai, seeing the compassion of Lord Nityananda and Lord Gaura Chandra, they surrendered at their lotus feet. Later that day, they came to the house of Srivas Thakur, where there was a beautiful kirtan. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Jagai and Madhai to dance and chant with the devotees. But they were so sinful. It was so difficult for them. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when they began to chant his holy name, he accepted all of their sins upon himself, and his beautiful golden body became black, pitch dark black. And when the devotees saw this, some of them were horrified. Such an extent of sin to be taken by the Lord has never been seen before. It was such a hideous scene that Lord Advaitacharya had to break the anxiety in people's hearts by saying, "You have turned black just like Krishna." And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that "I am burning from the sins of Jagai and Madhai. And only if everyone chants the holy names in ecstatic love will these sins be taken from me." And where will these sins go? Wherever anyone offends Vaishnavas, the sins of Jagai and Madhai will attack them and contaminate their hearts. And the kirtan went on, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's beautiful golden complexion was resumed. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, he was offended in so many ways by so many people, especially in the town of Navadvip. But after he took sannyas and revealed his supreme glory as the Yuga Avatar, he returned to Navadvip, to a section which is now called Koladvip. And there he called everybody that had ever committed offenses to him. And thousands of people came, and he gave them all love of God, prema bhakti. So we can understand that there is no two more suitable forms of God to be worshipped in this age of Kali Yuga than Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Radha Krishna, any little offense you commit against them, you have to suffer. But Radha and Krishna have come in the form of Lord Chaitanya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. That Radharani and Brajendra Nandana Kumar have appeared in the one form together of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. But they accept no offense. They will give us the same mercy as perfectly and purely worshipping Radha Krishna. Even with offenses, you get the same credit if you just chant the holy names in the service of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So therefore, when our spiritual master, Om Vishnupad Paramahamsa, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, came to the West, he came as the representative of the disciplic succession of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And he especially established the worship of Gaur Nitai all over the world. Because he felt that in the Western world, unless people first get the mercy of Gaur Nitai, how will they be delivered? They are not just giving love of God. They are giving the highest level of Brajras, the supreme love of the residents of Vrindavan. So easily. Our Guru Maharaj always said, before installing the deities of Radha and Krishna, first you must become expert in loving service of worshipping Gaur Nitai. They will remove all the sins, all the offenses. Then you can with a clean heart worship Radha Krishna. And he especially established that in places like Los Angeles, New York City, London, all these terrible places, Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, their mercy is the only hope for such sinful people. And of course, when he returned here to India and saw how the people of India are also so anxiously chasing after the materialistic and sinful ways of the Western world, he concluded that for the whole world, the worship of Gaur Nitai is supreme. And how to worship Gaur Nitai? It is so simple. Actually, all that is required is to sincerely chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. In order to properly chant the holy names in proper consciousness, we must regulate our lives. And that is why it is recommended that every grihastha worships the beautiful Archivimurti within their homes. To offer their homes in the service of the Lord, to offer all of their food to become prasad of the Lord, to behold the beauty of the Lord, to make all of our family affairs centered around Krishna. And it is so simple. whether we are on time or not on time, whether we make an offering or don't make an offering, Gornitai will never become upset. They will never be angry. They will forgive us for any mistake we make. They will forgive us even if we don't do anything. That is the nature of their mercy. So in worshiping Gornitai, we don't have to worry about offenses. Any other form of God, we must be very, very careful to worry about offenses. But when worshiping Gornitai, we simply have to worry about how to please them nicely. We want to make all of our offerings on time, as far as possible. We want to make the offerings very clean, simply because they are so merciful. And we want to reciprocate with their mercy by offering them our love and our service. And we see that these two beautiful forms of Nitai Gouda Chandra, as we were chanting, they were dancing. In fact, Gornitai are always dancing. Even when you put them to rest, they're dancing. When you give them prasad, they're dancing. They're always in that mood. That is their eternal ras. In this way, they are showing us how kind they are, that in worshipping them, we simply assist them by having such wonderful, nice kirtan to be a part of the beautiful, eternal kirtan that they are performing. They are encouraging all of us by their own example how to perfect our lives through the congregational chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
And simply because they are giving this most treasured and precious gift of love of God, we want to offer the best of everything to them. We are so happy to see here at Madan Mohan Prabhu, Radhika Rani Mataji's Nimai, their auspicious home, how so many beautiful, wonderful arrangements have been made to honor and to worship Sri Sri Nitai Gouda Chandra. How wonderful. For many months, we have been awaiting this auspicious day. They have renovated their entire house only for one purpose, so that they could welcome Gornitai to a beautiful place, the best that they had. The best of everything they wanted to arrange before welcoming Gornitai into their homes. And of course, knowing the philosophy, they know that there is nothing more pleasing to Gornitai than to bring all of their devotees to chant the holy names in their divine presence. So although so very simple, such a small little house, this family, Madan Mohan, Radhika Rani, Nimai, they are setting such a beautiful, wonderful example for all humanity. Whatever little you have, you make the absolute best arrangements with that to welcome Gornitai into your life. We are now sitting in the main room of the house. They have given this room to Krishna. and their bedroom is in the back, where a servant belongs. They have put Gornitai in the front, and the service quarters of the rest of the family is in the back. It is a fact that we are all the eternal servants of the Lord. To accept that and to express it visually in our lives is the greatest preaching, the greatest service that we can do for humanity. According to our means, we must worship the Lord. Sometimes people have Krishna in a little corner in the kitchen. Sometimes hidden in a obscure place in the bedroom where people, relatives, will not see them. When nobody's around, we uncover them and we worship. When the devotees come, we uncover them and we worship. But there is no hiding Gornitai from anyone in this house. People will come and say, "What is this? This is the abode of Nitai Gauranga, and we are his servants." So we are most grateful for this wonderful service being offered by Madan Mohanji, Radhika Rani. It's inspiring. Even the brahmacharis are ecstatic to come to this home. Are you ecstatic? Because this home has become Navadvip Dham.
Yeah.
The spiritual world. No doubt. Wherever Nithai Gaura Chandra are dancing and the devotees are chanting, that becomes Navadvip Dham. The land of love. The place of the ultimate grace of God. So on this very auspicious day, we would like to pray that all the Vaishnavas give their heartfelt blessings and prayers to this noble family, that they may, throughout their lives, without impediment, continue to give pleasure and satisfaction to Sri Sri Gornitai by serving their devotees and chanting their holy names. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gaur Chandra Ki, Nitai Gaur Harivo, Nitai Gaur Harivo, Nitai Gaur Harivo. And these deities are so beautiful. Who has ever seen such beauty? Tattva says that they are just like Radha Gopinath's Gornitai. That is because Radha Gopinath performed the Abhishek. We must know that they have come and manifested in this beautiful, beautiful form just to attract our hearts and to attract our love. So, you have never given such a precious gift to anyone in your whole life. And the nature of Lord Nityananda Prabhu and Sri Gaurachandra Prabhu's mercy is that one who gives receives, and one who receives receives. In this sense, although you have given your brother the beautiful forms of Gaur Nithai, in giving you have received the mercy of Gaur Nithai. But Madan Mohanji, because this temple is so beautiful and the deities are so beautiful, your house will never be empty. Devotees will always be coming for darshan. You have to be prepared. It is time for aarti. So now we will celebrate the first aarti of Gaur Nithai by singing the Gaura aarti of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Who should do the aarti? Madan Mohanji. You can offer aarti. Huh? Have you ever offered aarti? Never? Never in your life? Gaur Nithai are very forgiving. Right or wrong, it's right if you are sincere. But Tattva Prabhu will be your guide.